The headlines were stark. Belief in God in the United States dips to a new low, 81%. While that number might be astronomical in many developed nations, it's unprecedented in the decades Gallup has been polling Americans on religion. With some details, I'm glad to be joined by Lydia Saad, Gallup's Director of U.S. Social Research. Lydia, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
Lydia, Gallup's been polling on the question of faith since 1944. What's the question you've been asking all these years?
Well, it's a very complicated question. We say, do you believe in God? Question mark. That is how we've asked it continuously. We have tried other wordings over the years to get a little bit more complex and more nuanced, but that question, as you said, was first asked in 1944. We updated it through the 50s and 60s, right through, you know, every decade through today. So it's wonderful to have a trend line that goes that long. And as you said, this new number caught everyone's attention, including ours.
Well, you know, in most polls, if you get 81% agreement on anything, it's considered an enormous number. Can you put this in historical context for us a little bit about why it's alarming?
Yeah, I don't know if I would call it alarming, but, you know, as you say, 81 is still a high number globally. But, you know, it compares with 98% of Americans saying they believed in God in earlier decades. And as recently as 2013, we had almost 90%. Saying they believed in God. So for, you know, most of last century, you had near unanimous and yes response to that question. We've seen sort of an acceleration of a decline in belief in God. It was 89% in 2016, 87% in 2017. And now just 5 years later, it's fallen to 81%. So that kind of 6-point drop is the largest, steepest drop we've seen in that time frame.
Wow. Now, what faith traditions are represented in this polling? And are there some that are outliers among the others?
So our samples are a random sample of Americans. So these numbers reflect all faiths in their correct proportions to the population. So we have Christians that break into Catholics and Protestants, and within Protestants, every, you know, denomination of Protestants. We have Jewish Americans, Muslim Americans, Buddhist Americans. But those percentages differ based on the faith profile of the United States. So right now, about 7 in 10 Americans are Christian, 7% are non-Christian, about 2% Jewish, 1% Muslim, and then less than 1% of other faiths that kind of add up to we've got about 3/4 of Americans now who profess some faith, and about 21% in our latest poll said they have no faith or do not belong to any religion, and 3% were unsure. So the survey, that number, 81% of Americans believe in God, is across all of those groups.
Understood. The demographics on this are pretty predictable. Which groups of Americans by age are most likely to say they don't believe, and what do the numbers look like for those groups?
Yeah, religiosity is very correlated with age. Now, we have majorities of all age groups saying they believe in God, but it's highest among older Americans, lowest among younger Americans. In this survey, because we had 1,000 national adults, sort of the most granular we can go with the age breaks are 18 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, and 65 plus. And so we see belief in God at 68% among that youngest group, climbing to 87 or 88% among the older groups. So again, still majorities, but we've got basically 2/3 of young adults believing in God, 1/3 don't, whereas almost close to, you know, 90% of older Americans do. And the other thing is that this decline that we saw since sort of we averaged several polls from about 5+ years ago to compare to today. And we saw about 3 to 5 point drops in religiosity among older Americans, everybody 30 and older. We saw a 10-point drop in religiosity among younger adults, from 78% to 68%. So what's happening is, as people are becoming less religious, we have more people now entering parenthood who are less religious and not introducing religion to their children. And so the math of that is that the drop is probably going to increase exponentially, because more and more young people just aren't even going to be introduced to religion to begin with. It's not even the older Americans. They may be kind of moving away from God or moving away from religion, but they were religious to begin with, whereas a lot of young people just aren't going to start out with kind of no faith.
So this statistic is going to continue to roll upward through the polling generations.
Right. That would be the mathematical prediction. I think there are certainly many people involved in religious advocacy and organizations who would say, there's other pulls on the system that may constrain that, but mathematically, that's what it looks like.
So the overall numbers actually hide the huge changes among some cohorts. I mean, you mentioned ages, but that's not the only way you broke this down. While Gallup reports that self-identified conservative faith in God has moved from 95 to 94% in the past 10 years, it's the change among liberals that drags the overall numbers into unprecedented territory. Can you talk about that for a sec?
Sure. So, first I'll give you the numbers and I'll give you a little bit of the backstory. So the percentage of people who say they believe in God by ideological identification currently is 94% among conservatives, 86% among moderates, and 62% among liberals. And those numbers reflect minimal decline in belief in God among conservatives and moderates, fell by 1 or 2 points, but an 11% decline among liberals. So today, 62% of liberals say that they believe in God. 5+ years ago, that number was 73%. And it's a little bit of a chicken and egg thing. It's hard to say whether liberals are becoming less religious, or people who are becoming less religious are more likely to feel at home in, the liberal ideology, because ideology and religion are very closely related. When you call yourself conservative, that ties in with all sorts of beliefs that stem from religious ethics in many cases. So there's a very close connection between those things. And, but again, we don't always know if, people are self-sorting based on what their religiosity is, or identifying with, as a liberal, and then your environment is with people who are less religious, makes you less religious.
Interesting. And what does it tell us, if anything, that women have seen a bigger decline than men? Down 7% as opposed to 3% in the past decade.
Yeah, most likely that is reflecting that women tend to be more democratic and a bit more liberal than men. So there's some kind of cross pressures in there. You know, at the same time, women are a little bit older, so we would expect that to work the other way, that they would be more likely to believe in God, but that's probably reflecting more of their partisan leaning than their age or, cross pressures, but the way it nets out, a little bit more of a decline among women than men.
Interesting. Gallup also asked about the relationship that Americans have with God, including beliefs around prayer and divine intervention. What do those numbers look like?
Yeah, so we wanted to get a little bit under the hood, as it were, this time when we asked whether people believe in God. And so for those who said they do, we followed up and said, which comes closer to your view about God? God is someone who hears your prayers. God hears your prayers and can intervene on your behalf, or God does neither of these things. So majority of people who believe in God do believe God hears their prayers, but 42% of all Americans believe in sort of what I would call a personal God, hears your prayers and intervenes. Another 28% say God hears your prayers only. 11% believe in God, but say God does neither. And then we've got the 17% who do not believe in God. So kind of a spectrum of belief. But the largest group, that 42%, are people who do believe in a personal God who intervenes.
Wow. What does confidence in organized religion look like, according to the poll?
So, yeah, Gallup asks Americans to say how much confidence they have in a variety of institutions every year. We last updated this in June of 2021 and found somewhat of a continuation of the long-term decline we've seen in confidence in what we call the church or organized religion. This is a question that's been asked by Gallup since 1973. And so currently 37% of Americans say they have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in organized religion. It was 42% in 2020. It has kind of bounced around between the high 30s and the 40s for a few years, but it's definitely come down. So, you know, back in the beginning of this trend, we had 2/3 of Americans saying they had a lot of confidence in organized religion. It fell to below 60% in the 80s. You know, that was when we started hearing about a lot of scandals in televangelism and some other areas. And then it fell further through Catholic sex abuse scandals in the 2000s and late 1990s. So now by 2010, we're below 50% of Americans saying they have confidence in the religion. And it's just sort of dampened from there. So we're at 37% last year. We're going to have a new update on this number in the next month. And we'll see. We'll see. Sometimes this number, you know, changes in direct relation to things happening in the news that we're hearing about to do with religion.
Sure.
I don't know if there's anything that's happened in the past year that would have affected how Americans view this, but it's also tied in with people's religiosity. So it's partly what, you know, negative perceptions of religion in news events, but then combined with Americans moving away from organized religion in their own life. So, you know, the decline from large majorities of people attending a place of worship every week to now we barely have 3 in 10 Americans attending. They don't have that connection to an organized religious group, and so their confidence in that is declining. So lots of things going into that.
And we sometimes have a tendency to read polls as if the only thing that matters to the people who are being polled is the question that's being asked. But there are all sorts of things that are interconnected when you're doing this polling. Some of the variables show interesting correlations in the report this month: marital status, geography, race, and ethnicity. The distribution of people within those categories has changed in the general population over the years. Is there anything to be learned about the connection between those changes and the changes in religiosity?
Well, yeah, like some of the items you mentioned, like region, for example, we know that people sort by politics and where they live. So the South is more conservative than the East or the West. And so we do see, you know, the South still being the most religious region of the country. But not, you know, on this belief in God, it's not by a huge margin. 86% in the South believe in God versus about 80% or a little bit less in the other regions. But belief in God did come down 7 points in the South, which was similar, you know, to the national average. So the same forces that are affecting religiosity nationally are in effect in the South, you know, mostly with that generational shift that's going on. Race ethnicity is interesting because, you know, historically Black Americans have been very religious, Hispanic Americans, you know, devout Catholics traditionally. And so, we do see that people of color combined in our sample, because unfortunately in the 2020 survey, we don't have enough interviews to look at Black and Hispanic Americans separately, but combined 88% believe in God, which is down 4 points from the last time we looked at this about 5+ years ago, versus a little bit more 6-point decline among white Americans, down from 85% to 79%. So you've got 79% of white Americans today saying they believe in God, 88% of Black and Hispanic Americans, and that also includes Asian Americans in that larger category. But so definite racial patterns. And if, you know, with more sample, which sometimes we look at when we have, and we've asked it enough times, we can combine, you're going to see very interesting interactions between age and ethnicity, because, you know, for example, Hispanic Americans are younger than average for the country. A lot of these immigrants coming in are younger than the average age of Americans. And so there's some pressure, there's some, to some extent, bringing in less religious Americans because they're younger, but they're more religious because they're Hispanic. So when you start to look at Hispanics by age, you probably see that older Hispanics are really contributing to maintaining the high level of religiosity of that ethnic group.
So what else in the values and beliefs poll is important for us to think about?
Oh, it's a great survey. Not to do a shameless advertisement, but I encourage you and your listeners to go to news.gallup.com, or if you end up at just gallup.com, look for the news icon and, you know, search for values and beliefs poll on there. And we cover, a range of common, you know, sort of moral cultural issues in that survey every year. And we track those attitudes annually. And we've been doing that particular survey every year since 2001, but some of the trends in that survey stretch back decades earlier. And so we cover, you know, kind of everything from A to Z, abortion, death penalty, euthanasia. Sometimes we get into animal rights on that survey, gambling, polygamy. So we ask specific questions about those issues. We also have a kind of a laundry list question where we ask Americans to say, if they consider each of these behaviors morally acceptable or morally wrong, and seeing huge shifts on some things. This is where we track public support for gay rights, and has documented a very rapid evolution of public attitudes on that over the past 2 decades, which has been, you know, fascinating and important to document. So yeah, we pull that every May and roll those findings out kind of late May into June. So we're just kind of finished that cycle, and we're waiting for a new survey in June to come out. And that's where we're updating our confidence in institutions.
Lydia Saad is director of U.S. Social Research at Gallup. The full findings of the research, headlined "Belief in God in U.S. Dips to New Low, 81%, is, as you said, at news.gallup.com. And we'll link to it on stateofbelief.com. Lydia, thank you so much for being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you for having me. Glad to come anytime.
That's all the time we have for this week's show. Your donations help keep us on the air. Information on how to donate is available at stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. Stay up to date by subscribing to the free weekly State of Belief podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And take a moment to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and be part of the conversation. Social media helps connect like-minded people in conversation and company. I'd ask you to share State of Belief with just one person this week for whom you think this might be helpful. Our producer is Ray Kirstein. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, go team. I'm Jack Moline. That's State of Belief.
I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.